So let's just move right to the topic.
All right.
Let's get right on top of the topic. Backwards. Oh, forget it. You know, it sounded funnier in my head. I'm going to shut up now.
Welcome to the Swing Sets. Climb on up. There is always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore ethically non-monogamous relationships, the pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of ethical non-monogamy in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion, with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hands down your pants. Ooh, sorry, got ahead of myself. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own Lives on the Swing Set. Thanks for swinging by.
Hey, Cooper, guess what?
What's that, Shira?
I just found the most amazingly sex-positive, eco-friendly, progressive, female-run sex shop.
Oh, really? This place sounds great. Who are these people, and how did they get the elusive Shira B. Cat stamp of approval?
They have the cutest name. They're called Smitten Kitten. Their brick-and-mortar store is located in Minneapolis, and their online shop is located at www.smittenkittenonline.com. They specialize in high-quality sex toys and equipment for people of all genders and sexual orientations. Handmade, one-of-a-kind items, non-toxic, medical-grade toys, educational books and DVDs, and even ethically produced porn on demand.
Oh, Shira.
What?
Get with the times! Everybody knows about Smitten Kitten Online. In fact, Life on the Swing Set has partnered with Smitten Kitten to give all of our listeners a 10% discount when they buy items from their online store. All our listeners have to do is enter the code SWINGSET at checkout, and boom! Discount.
No way. I can use it too? They have the super hot harness I got my eye on.
Absolutely. In fact, I invite you and all of our listeners to go to smittenkittenonline.com and use the product code SWINGSET. Not only will you get 10% off your purchase, but you'll also be supporting one of the most progressive and sex-positive businesses in the industry.
All right, Cooper, I'm on it. www.smittenkittenonline.com. Discount code SWINGSET.
You'll be glad you came.
You know what's fun? Licking vulvas, and sucking on penises, and tonguing anuses, and suckling on nipples. And it is amazing to me that we have gotten this far without a significant discussion of oral sex. So we figured it was apropos to do so for our big episode 69. Welcome to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. I'm Cooper, and with me tonight we have...
Hey, everybody. Happy episode 69. It's Ginger.
Hey, it's Dylan.
This is Shira B. Katz.
So welcome to 69, everybody.
That makes me happy.
Just the very mention.
Just the very mention.
Of 69. Yes. Makes her giggle like a high school boy.
Makes me happy.
And that's good. Because it makes... can we all go on record and say that oral sex is a good thing?
Yep.
I am on record.
Excellent. Okay. Before we get into it, though, Swing Set's got some big news. We will be presenting at the Open SF Conference in June. The four of us will actually be together for the first time ever. And I know that might blow your minds if you are under the assumption that we are all in the same room. Not only are we not in the same room, we are all over the damn country.
It's very true.
We span both coasts and the Midwest. But this will be the first time that the four of us are together in one place, and we are presenting.
We are speaking about sex with benefits. My favorite term ever. Mm-hmm. Progressive swinging. And it's going to be in San Francisco from June 8th through 10th. And we'll be presenting on one of those days. The schedule
is. And we will
just
tell you which day.
Yeah.
As soon as we know.
Precisely.
And it's going to be a really awesome thing. There are so many fascinating people coming. Tristan Taramino is one of the keynote speakers. And you can find out a lot more about it at open-sf.com. And we will give you more information as it comes to us. And really, we would love to see anybody who's a listener out there to watch us basically do a show live and see if Dylan and I can actually keep from killing each other in the same location. There is a reason we only live a few minutes away, but we record in separate locations.
You guys are too much.
I am so excited to see you guys.
Oh, I'm very excited to see you too.
I know. I'm so very excited too. Oh my gosh. It's going to be awesome. It's very exciting. It will be very interesting to all be in the same space.
I wonder what our energy will be like. Like, I know that sounds really hippy-dippy, but like, I wonder what kind of in-person chemistry we'll have.
Whatever it is, we're going to spell it NRG.
I like it.
I don't even want to dignify that with a response. So, Dylan, before the show started, you were talking about that you don't have a lot of oral sex. And
yeah,
I'd like you to say that again.
All right. So this seems to be harkening back to our kink discussion where I said, I don't really have a lot of kinks and I was feeling kind of inadequate. And then all of a sudden you explain to me all the kinks that I have and I end up spending like 15 minutes talking about it.
Uh-huh.
I said,
well, Dylan, you are the one who learned something on the show. Remember when we divided up the rules? You were the one who learned something new about yourself on every show.
Yes. Well, what I said was, I don't have a lot of oral sex. I give a lot of oral. And I enjoy giving oral because I love the taste of women. Every part of them. Oh, it's good. But I don't accept a lot of oral. It just doesn't... I've had people give me very good blowjobs, and it can be very good. But it just doesn't seem like my thing. I don't enjoy... a blowjob as much as I do any number of other things. So if I were to choose how to spend my time, I wouldn't be receiving oral. Now, in the context of a 69, I absolutely love oral. That's really where I love giving and receiving oral. But I just don't stand up and arch my back and say, all right, suck it, and let it happen like that. It just doesn't happen.
I want to
like
be clear,
much.
I don't do that either.
I want to put a guess out there that if you were with someone who really loved giving blowjobs, that you'd probably change your tune a little bit, maybe?
I'm raising my hand over here.
You're probably right.
To that description.
I'm about blowjobs personally.
Uh-huh.
While I've had some very good blowjobs, I've never been with somebody that's like, oh God, let me please give you oral right now. So I don't know how I haven't been with someone like that, but yeah, I haven't.
Well, that's awesome. Okay. But I want to make it clear, though, that whether you're giving or receiving, you are still having oral sex.
Yes.
So you are a connoisseur of oral because you love the way the ladies taste, as you said.
I do know how to lick and flick.
There you go. I'm sorry. I was totally distracted. But thinking about Ginger loving giving blowjobs.
I do.
If I can make the problem worse, I also... love giving blowjobs. You know,
does,
me and Ginger could talk about it for
a while.
That does
make the problem worse.
I'm gonna take you up on that, Shira. So, what do you love about giving blowjobs?
Power. There's a lot of power, and you know, I just love cock in general. So,
yeah,
having it like in my face is pretty wonderful. It feels very powerful, and I've been with a lot of partners that. Have a hard time having orgasms through blowjobs. I don't know if that speaks to my ability or if I've just run across guys that, I mean, I've had a lot of partners that have a harder time coming in general. Again, that might have something to do with my abilities. Anyhow, so I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy the challenge of, you know, going down and it's like a real physical feat, which I don't think guys can say about going down on women. Like, it's kind of, there's some athleticism involved in sucking cock, especially when you're a fan of bigger cocks. You have to move a lot more. So,
hey,
yeah.
I get really into eating pussy.
Yeah, but you don't have like a 5 to 8 inch range of motion that you're going through.
I don't know, front to back?
It's not usually 8 inches.
No.
It's not the same, though. It's like doing little mini, like, depending on the position you're in, it's like little mini push-ups, and then you got, like, you're doing one-handed push-ups because the other hand's busy doing stuff, and if you're lucky, you got both hands busy doing stuff.
I would posit that you giving a blowjob is a much more full-body physical exercise than it is for me licking pussy, because, but you know, my mouth gets a huge workout. I usually end up pretty exhausted, whether it's my tongue or even just like my jaw. My jaw usually feels pretty damn tired after I'm done, if I've done a good job.
And there's something to be said too, I guess, about being like the recipient and doing some thrusting, like on either side, that kind of can alleviate it, whether you're a thruster or not.
True. And plus there's all sorts of hand positions you can be in. You know, you also maybe want to have a finger on a nipple, and also want to be tweaking the clit a little bit, or, you know, have a finger or two in the pussy, or even be massaging the asshole a little bit. There's a whole ton of things. It's very complicated, I think, either way. So I don't want to compare the complication of one to another. I just think that they're workouts and concentrations in different areas.
Prof, I just wanted to add to that, Dylan. Prof has a challenge that he enjoys, which is to give oral, but not use his hands in any way, shape, or form. I mean, a little bit on the body, but not any kind of penetration with fingers or anything. And he likens it to climbing Everest with no oxygen. That if you can get her off without any kind of, and it's frustrating on my side because
you're talking about secondary stimulation, though.
What do you mean?
That's what you mean by using hands.
Yeah, but using, okay. I mean, he'll do a little bit, like touch my thighs or touch.
Because for me, it's about keeping the women's thighs clamped right there. I like to ride the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Okay, so picture you're really enjoying yourself. Okay. I'm between your legs and you're really enjoying yourself. And you're enjoying yourself to the point where you start bucking your hips. And I'm holding on to either side with my face right in there. I ride the roller coaster. And that's a challenge for me. And that's why I will defy you that there is a lot of athleticism with many girls. Because you have to stay in there. Especially when you're chasing those multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
So go on about Prof. I'll let Shira think about my face.
Well, there you go. That was really it, that I go to the place where he will make me be patient. Mm-hmm. It's like that you get to a point sometimes where you're like craving a little bit of penetration or, you know, just something, and he knows it. He knows it. And I'm like, oh, come on. Like, I just want, and he's like, no. No, I mean, he doesn't say that, but that's like that's the nonverbal that's happening. And then, you know, of course, he's like masterful, so it happens. And it's just so incredible. The orgasm is like off the planet, ridiculous. And then there's usually a just ridiculous number after that, because for some reason that kind of first orgasm just continues to set me off over and over. But he just gets this like know-it-all smirk on his face, like, yeah, see, that's what you get when you wait, you get those. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right.
I've been having an interesting situation because I've been with a number of girls. I have a lot of girls in my life who are G-spot squirter girls. And they come far more and far harder and far better from the G-spot. And so I've found myself being less engaged with oral with them because they seem to do so much better with my fingers inside, specifically, and a position where I can do a lot more with my fingers. And really, fingers inside and face right there, that is not a position where you can do a lot with your fingers.
Yeah, I'm one of those I mean, not specifically. I'm not one of your partners that has big squirty orgasms.
You're not specifically.
But I am a G-spot orgasmer. And I'm just not that into getting head. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just never been a big deal for me. Like, the sensation's different. I don't know if I ruined it with my Hitachi magic wand or something. But
What you need is someone to lay there and just go.
I don't know if I could be able to stop giggling.
So now, ladies, if you take that back and you turn up the bass real loud,
you can
enjoy that for a second. So go on, Dylan.
Oh, well, is it all penetration for you, or is it the other things? Do you really get off on?
Oh, I love getting head. I love getting head. Like, it's great. It's like a really awesome massage. Like, it's fun, but it doesn't make me come usually unless the person's willing to put in a lot of time. It can happen, but it takes a while. And usually I don't find it's that I'm desensitized. It's that I'm too sensitive. It's that, like, I can't handle whatever is going on. And so usually I'm just like, squirm, or I tell him to, like, calm it down. And then it's so calm that it's not getting me off for a really long time. So it's very confusing. I don't know. It's a thing. But I do enjoy penetration. And that's all I need anyways.
You mentioned you like the power of giving oral.
Yeah, I do.
I just realized one of the few things that I really like about oral, even though I don't receive oral a lot, is the look on someone's face when they're giving me a blowjob and the motion of the rest of their body. Like, I like a hand job because I can watch the tits bounce and, you know, twinge a little bit and kind of vibrate along with the hand shaking. And when somebody's actually going down on me, I like the arching of the back and then it flattening out, and I like the rhythmic changes, and I like watching it. I'm a very visual person like that. So I can see how somebody who really loves giving blowjobs would work pretty well, because I like watching someone giving blowjobs. And it'd be better if it's me, too, so it works out.
Well, I want to just go back to the G-spot versus clit orgasm. Shira, were you always a G-spot orgasmer?
I am weird. I'm a clitoral masturbator.
Okay.
And a G-spot play person.
So with partners in general, you're a G-spot person.
Yep. I started masturbating when I was, 12, I don't know, around there, young. I Googled Dr. Ruth, in fact, and she taught me what to do. She introduced me to my lovely shower head. And so I used to close my eyes and think about Howard Stern and and let the water run down on me. Because he's the only person I knew of that talked about sex. I used to think about kissing him through his tidy whitey. Anyways, this is very weird stuff. But yeah.
Wow.
So I've always been a clitoral masturbator, and it's always kind of like pretty intense sensation, right? So between shower heads to, I went to Bullet Vibes and then, my Hitachi, that's kind of been the progression. And sometimes I'll use insertion or other things, anal masturbation. That's kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. But really, I guess, does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And the reason I ask is because I've found that the women who are transitional, who are, there are women who have never had a clit orgasm, and then there are women who started with clit orgasms and sort of progressed but never really left the other one behind. And the women who are transitional, it's really great to go down on them, because they are the ones that will get so excited by the clitoral and the little bit of stimulation inside that you do have to ride that roller coaster. But the women,
that's the blended orgasm.
Exactly.
Timing them both at the same time, forget it. Forget it.
That's
pretty
great.
Like, not on the planet. I'm not on the planet at all when that happens. Mm-mm. It's Sorry, I derailed you, but
that's okay for
orgasms now.
For a lovely thing, a lovely image.
That's one
right
of my
there.
Favorite way to orgasms. And just as we're talking about oral, I'll just offer that I think one of my most favorite ways to orgasm ever is when I orgasm when I'm giving a blowjob. That's one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Marilyn does that too. It's always very impressive.
Is it hands-free or what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, hands-free completely. And it's extremely impressive for Marilyn because she just...
Are you humping things?
No.
No.
Well, I'm not, obviously. I'm talking about Marilyn. But she'll just explode all over the place. So that's why when she, as well as when I'm going down on her, she needs to be on a liberator throw. But when she's going down on me, she also needs to be on a liberator throw. Because everywhere.
That's so awesome.
It is.
Love blowjobs, but I don't love blowjobs. Not like that, I don't think. I want to.
That's my favorite. Well, one of my favorite ways. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff.
So, I want to talk about... What? I heard something.
Yeah, I was just going to...
Go for it.
I think it throws people off, throws men off sometimes because it distracts them from their own climbing. You know, they're like, what the hell's going on? Who did that? What happened? Wait. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. That was just me. They're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I just had an orgasm. Sorry. Let's go back to our business. Okay. Lay back. Relax. It's not something I should be apologizing for.
No,
when
no,
I'm
you
giving
should.
A blowjob.
Really,
but it does,
you're giving a blowjob. You should not be apologizing for anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And momentary distraction from pleasure. I mean, really, to watch you come. I'm just going to go on record, having seen you come, as saying that is a welcome distraction, really, in any situation.
I'm glad that it is. Oh, I'm blushing now. Okay.
And distracting us with pictures, Shira. Huh?
I know.
I'm sorry. I just saw that and I thought it was awesome.
That was a very interesting piece of porno art.
Yeah. It feels like an Andy Warhol thing.
It does. It's a little bit like, well, I'm not sure what to do with that.
Yeah.
Or to do with the man bush. I'm not sure what's going on there either, but that's okay.
Oh, it won first prize. Did you see that?
That's part of what I thought was so amusing. I've been in San Francisco too long, people. The porn here is weird. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
What do you girls want to hear about? Because we listen to you girl, you talk about loving giving blowjobs.
Well, what do you... I would love to know what you boys like as male-bodied people to happen to your penis when you're getting a blowjob. Like,
I am a male-bodied person.
What are you looking for?
Well, it's always been interesting because for a long time, I couldn't come at all from blowjobs. I mean, this was in my vanilla marriage and...
Ha. And it wasn't me. I wasn't giving the not coming.
Shira, she comes with ha.
You know, Shira, there are a couple more data points you can add.
Shira has not yet failed to make me come from a blowjob.
Oh, no.
And that's a good way to phrase that.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
So because of that, I didn't like blowjobs much either. And I mean, our sex was rather pedestrian. But once I got to experience girls who really knew what they were doing, and then Marilyn saw that as a reason to up the ante. And so very soon after one of the first things we did when we started swinging is we thought, let's have some fun. Let's order the Playboy Channel. And Marilyn studied hours of the Playboy Channel and took notes on blowjobs. And then subsequently became one of the greatest cocksuckers I know.
Go, Marilyn.
Yeah. She rocked it.
So what does she do?
I can't explain it. As a man, I've had some really fucking great blowjobs in my life, and blowjobs that will take me to orgasm so quickly that I have to stop them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I cannot, for the life of me, explain or understand what is happening in those blowjobs that is different than the ones that don't get me there. And I've had this conversation specifically with one playmate who, within a minute of starting a blowjob, I'd have to stop her.
That's incredible.
And she could not explain to me what she was doing, even. So it is a mystery. I don't know what the secret sauce is, but it's there. I can tell you, I like, if I'm not, see, I usually don't have more than one, maybe two on a good day orgasms in a session. So I don't like to come from a blowjob, and that can lead to trouble, because when I'm trying really hard not to come, then I can spend the rest of the night chasing the orgasm that won't come, which is not fun. I don't remember where I was going with that. I'm thinking of orgasms.
Well, let me ask you something, Cooper, because yes. I have the feeling that I like very different things from people in blowjobs. So what kind of feeling do you like, though? Do you like the like a full grip and then a really
Oh, yeah, that's where I was going. Okay.
Yeah. Describe that.
Well, if I want to come from a blowjob, I need vigorous activity. I need a strong hand on there also. And you really want to get me to come from a blowjob, you throw a little butt play in. That'll help. If I want to just lay back and enjoy the blowjob and know that I'm saving the orgasm for sex or later, I like the long, slow licks. I like the little bit of play around the head. So it's two very different types of oral sex that I can enjoy for very different reasons. If that answers your question at all, Shira.
It totally does. I'm interested in hearing about techniques, though. Dylan, do you have any pointers for techniques that you enjoy?
Well, I can tell you how to suck my cock.
Please do. Really, that is the only frame of reference. So that is perfectly awesome. Valid, Dylan.
Okay. I like a lot of not very light touch, but what's a good word for it? Like sliding touch. So, for example, it's the difference between if you were to lay a hand on my chest and move all the way down, instead of putting a lot of pressure and having it kind of pull the skin a little bit and then jump and pull the skin a little bit, or instead of just lightly touching it, I kind of like it somewhere in the middle where it's a medium amount of pressure, but it still glides against the skin. So, on that vein, when somebody's sucking my cock, I like when they really make an effort to, when they take me inside of them, they use their lips and put a good amount of pressure on. Now, remember, I'm uncircumcised, so I actually prefer keeping the foreskin over the rest of my cock. You know, every so often bring it down, maybe lick the head a little bit, but I actually get more pleasure out of attention to the actual foreskin on the outside.
That is amazing. I love that you have one. I just want to throw that out there.
Please turning cool, me on. Cool. I just have me to, too. Full disclosure. Like, okay, I'm having a Pavlovian response over here, but it's okay. Go ahead.
So, taking my cock inside your mouth, instead of, almost you don't even need to use your tongue that much. It's just lip pressure, and it's just keeping the inside of your lips moist, or, you know, even the inside of your mouth a little bit, right around where your lips are moist, and then just slowly gliding in and out of there, and then, you know, giving it a little more lubrication as you need to, so that it's kind of a slow but steady and light touch, but still, you know, a little bit of pressure. And so you're kind of gliding right along my foreskin, in and out and in and out. And so it doesn't need to be really vigorous. It doesn't even need to be a lot of sucking motion or a lot of crazy stuff with the tongue. Although that stuff can be titillating too, you know, whirling it around my cock and whirling it around my head while you're still taking me in and out. But I love the slick feeling of lips and inside of the mouth just taking my cock in and out. that is really nice. And it doesn't need to be a lot of effort. It just needs to be kind of steady pressure in and out, keeping the foreskin and paying a lot of attention to keep the foreskin on and doing that. I like that a lot.
Thank you. I feel very well educated now.
I think for me, a lot of attention to the frenulum, which for those in our audience who don't know what that is the little seam running down the bottom of the cock just below the head. And that is, especially for those of us who are circumcised, unfortunately, that is the seed of power. That is the central nerve belt right there. And if you want to get us off, really attack that.
Cooper, do you like it when someone is tonguing your balls while jerking you off? Or yes. Do you like it opposite, where they have their cock inside your mouth and they're jiggling? Well, not jiggling, sorry. Massaging or grazing your balls with their
Cock inside my mouth?
I said that wrong. When your cock is inside their mouth and they're playing with your balls with their hands.
Well, do I have to choose? Because they both sound good and I enjoy variety.
Good point.
I have found that men enjoy having their balls licked and their cock jerked at the same time more than the other way around. That's what I've seen anyways. Mm-hmm.
I think the more attention to the area, the better. So if there's a hand involved along with a mouth, it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Yay, blowjobs.
With one hand, with one hand raised up, grabbing my chest at the same time.
There are a lot of hands involved in your situation there, Dylan.
No, just two.
Yes, but if one hand is grabbing your chest and one hand is playing with your balls, then which hand is holding her off the ground?
She can be leaning on me, putting all of her pressure on me.
Okay.
Or on the bed, or on whatever we're on.
Well, while you think about that, listeners, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be talking more about oral sex because it's awesome. And we'll be discussing 69s and whether we like them or not, because a lot of people have very differing opinions on 69s. So we'll be right back with Life on the Swing Set, the podcast.
Hey there, Swing Set fans. In the podcasting world, ranking high on iTunes can mean the difference between some listeners and lots of listeners. Do us a favor and hop onto iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, rate us, and submit a 1-2 sentence review. It'll take a few minutes, but it'll help us spread the word. If you're on a mobile device and want to listen to any of our episodes on demand, search for and download Stitcher, and our entire library will be available at your fingertips. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so Life on the Swing Set is going to Desire from November 3rd through 10th of 2012. So just before the apocalypse, if you believe what you read.
Oh, you mean the election?
Yes, that one.
Yes, oh, okay.
Good, we can go out with tequila shots then.
That's
perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Right. In the sex wing. Yeah. Even better.
We're going to be doing fun party-type atmospheres. We're going to be doing a speed dating thing. We're going to have a pole dancing lesson, some toy demonstrations. As you heard, we tend to like toy demonstrations. We'll probably have the Cooper there with you if I can smuggle it through Mexican security.
So Cooper, if people are interested in joining us at Desire, how do they find out how to get there?
Well, we're going with Char Travel, and if you listened to a few episodes back, you heard them talk about how awesome sexy vacations are, and you can email them at info@chartravel.com. Or you can give them a call at 215-321-4451. Just make sure you mention that you want to go to Desire with Life on the Swing Set.
That sounds great. So if you're interested, please contact Char Travel and we'll see you there.
Welcome back to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, where I was just getting Ginger all befuddled by reminding her of the time where I sucked her cock.
Yes.
When she had the Nexus Maximus on, I believe, if memory serves, and a very nice harness from...
Spare parts.
A very nice spare parts harness as well.
Yes.
And we were actually upstairs at our tea party for Ginger and the prof. We threw we threw a cocktail party. We didn't throw a tea party. That would be silly. We threw a cocktail party.
That would be awesome.
For Ginger and the prof. And she went upstairs to get the strap on because she wanted to pleasure Marilyn with it for a little while. And I got down on my knees and sucked her good right there. And that was very cool. And that was the first time I had ever done that. And that
really?
Was, yeah, totally.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Well, it's a unique thing to do, you know, and it's something like we were just watching that Tristan Taramino video, the pegging video, and Jiz Li had her companion sucking her off with her dildo. And I don't think Marilyn had ever put that together, that not only can she feel like a man because she has a cock, but she can also get a blowjob. And I thought that was interesting.
You know what? I don't do a lot of harness play personally. But I do like shoving a dildo into a man's mouth. That's fun. Cause you get a whole, like, it's one thing to have it connected to you, but like, imagine having a detachable cock that you could shove down someone's throat. It's really fun, guys.
Detachable cock. That's really what it is. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. It's interesting. This takes us down a whole different rabbit hole that we can tackle on another episode. But the idea of
gender play,
what that feels like. Yeah. And it's interesting because hearing you say, you know, to feel like a man, it's really interesting because I don't know that I feel like a man. I just feel like I have a cock, which is different in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like I said, there's a whole different show here and it's very nuanced and complex in my own mind. So I don't even know if I can speak totally about it, but certainly
gender play is going on our on deck circle.
Okay, there we go. But there is something about wearing a strap on and you think, or maybe, you know, if that's something that's so far out of your realm for how you play, that if you are a woman wearing a strap on and someone was giving you a blowjob and it's a dildo and it's not your organic body, that what could you be getting from that? And I've thought about that before, like, what is it about that is such a turn on for me? And I really can't totally put my finger on it. Again, it's a whole different conversation, but there is something very hot and very sexy about that kind of play.
And I can tell you, it was very brief, our little play.
It was very brief.
You had to get back to Marilyn because she was waiting and she was ready. But I could see a very different type of excitement in you during that little moment.
Uh-huh.
And I found that interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like you were tapping into a different part of your erotic brain.
I would say so. It's definitely a different part. And what it is exactly, again, we could talk a ton about, but there is something about, there's, as someone who very much enjoys oral from the perspective of receiving oral and giving oral to both men and women, and then receiving oral on a strap-on, like, it's just such a smorgasbord of ways to experience it. And that's just like genitally speaking. That's not even like, you know, what the things you can do with your mouth in other places. But the mind experience, that erotic mind experience of every single one of those behaviors is different for me and turns me on in different ways. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. I totally had somewhere to go again. I'm just getting so distracted.
Okay. Go figure. We were going to talk about Oh, I don't even remember now. What were we going to... 69!
Yes, let's talk about 69.
We're going to talk about 69.
I love a good 69. I love being able to focus my attention and being able to have attention at the same time. And I also am very conscious that one of the reasons I love it is because if I have too much time to think about... Well, I wonder if I'm going to come from this. I wonder if she's having fun. I wonder if she's as much as I can tune out my brain during playtime better. And the best way for me to tune out my brain is to focus on someone else's pleasure. So if I can bury my face in a wet pussy while she's sucking my cock, I am not focused on my cock at all. And I can just enjoy the pleasure while I am enjoying giving pleasure. That's why I like 69s.
So I don't like them personally, but I have a variation. Mm. And I think this is just because I'm not big on head, but I have a variation that's like a favorite. You guys want to hear?
We do.
Yes.
So more than anything. I like for my partner to kind of sit on top of my chest and I give them a blowjob. With various amounts of thrusting on their side, while I play with my Hitachi magic wand.
Ooh.
And it is so fun. It is so fun. It's the best. I love it so much. And it's a really good place to explore fantasy and maybe what it would be like to be with two people at once, because you're kind of in your head with the cock in your mouth and experiencing all this awesome Hitachi magic. So
the Hitachi magic is magic.
That's priceless.
It is. It's wonderful, and I love it. And so I will often do that and then kind of drift off into my head and imagine what it'd be like with someone else's head between my legs or something.
Shira, have you never been with two people at once?
I have been in a few threesomes,
just
but I've never been in that position. No.
Ah, okay.
It might be interesting. I don't know. I haven't quite gotten there yet, though. One day, Dylan. One day. Dylan, do you like 69s?
I really enjoy 69s. When I said earlier that I don't necessarily look for a lot of oral that I want to receive, I make an exception to that for 69s because I like the full body contact and attention, and I like feeling the response of somebody else's body on me as I'm giving them oral and as they're giving me oral. So that is quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really into that full body contact too.
Awesome.
I like the pressure on top as well. I don't like being on top in a 69 because I get very aware of... Am I going too... It's back in my head. Am I going too deep? Am I too heavy? I get very aware about that.
I usually am at the bottom when I'm doing a 69.
Ginger, did you answer the 69 question?
I don't think I did.
You didn't. Tell us about your 69s.
My 69s. Let's see. I like them, generally speaking. I guess I don't really have a preference on top or on bottom. That can be fun both ways. I kind of like the fun of, being on top is a little bit easier.
Yeah, it
is. Because you can move your head.
Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily drowning in cock.
Exactly. But then there's something to be said for drowning.
Let's
drowning
be fair.
In cock.
Vaginal secretions. I almost drowned from giving Marilyn head in a 69 on the bottom. She almost killed me.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it was like waterboarding suddenly. It was and in my nose was everywhere. It was terrifying.
Oh.
Almost died.
Oh God. The visual is just so good.
Yeah, it was like a cartoon tidal wave shot out of her. Just flume. And yes, that was a flume. Like the flume rides. So Somebody was talking that I just...
I was.
Terribly interrupted.
So then, let's see. We had talked about drowning in cock.
And, yes, yes.
And how that can be super fun if it's got like a naughty, you know,
context?
Dumb, like, angle. What's that?
Context.
Yeah, like a naughty, like, dumb sort of vibe mm-hmm. to that. That can be really yummy. But what was I going to say? Oh, I can get really distracted, which is funny because I was distracted just thinking about being distracted.
Yeah.
That, you know, 69, there's just a lot going on, and which is awesome, but I can kind of forget what I'm doing and kind of lose my game plan. Not that I have a game plan all the time, but I do. I get pleasure from the blowjob. So that is, I can't sort out all the pleasure. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it's with another woman, then I can kind of just get lost in it because I'm not really goal oriented where I'm thinking like I want her to get off in that particular circumstance because there's just too much going on. I couldn't even attempt to try. It's like, you know, you just enjoy yourself and focus very specifically if you want to, at least I do, if I want to hand out orgasms that I just, it's not happening when I'm being distracted by someone giving me oral.
And you hand out orgasms like Oprah.
You get an orgasm, yeah. And you get an orgasm. And I would like to think so.
In fairness, I am not implying that Oprah hands out orgasms like that.
Oprah should hand out orgasms. That'd be all right.
I think she could. I'm not specifically saying that.
I see.
I'm being good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a simile. That's the one when you use like, right?
You can also be attracted to Oprah. The power is very sexy.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying that I'm not implying that that's what she does. Gives her entire audience orgasms. I'm not saying that.
I don't know. I've seen some of the looks.
Go with that visual. Go with that visual where the women are all sit, you know, all put together in their suburbanite wear, like sitting in the seats, and all of a sudden everybody starts coming one by one.
What if they all had Hitachi magic wands under their chair?
Oh my gosh, that is brilliant.
And plugs on the handle, you know, on the arm lean. There. Now that is a seminar.
We could arrange something like this.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I do want to talk about the sort of a little bit taboo end of oral sex, which Shira was nice enough to point out on her show that we've never talked about, which is rim jobs, analingus.
Woo! Okay, just me. Fine. Woo!
No, I'm totally on woo for rim jobs also. So that's good. Well, Dylan, where do you slide? Because the girls seem to really like it, and I do too.
Oh no, I have to walk back.
Okay,
I'm a prude.
Okay,
I'm a prude.
Walk it back.
But you know that about me, like, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just opportunity for growth.
Okay,
but you know, that's just opportunity for growth for me.
Do you want to elaborate? Because you're relying on the audience to know what I in fact know about you.
Oh no! I think that's an it's an opportunity for growth for me.
You just like, don't whole, like it.
No, see, you're talking about it being an opportunity for growth, but you're not telling us what you're growing from.
Oh well, you were talking about ribbing. Right?
I know. Yeah. So you
from nothing.
You
growing from nothing.
There you go. So you are right. You are a little uncomfortable being rimmed, is what I think you're trying to say.
Oh yeah.
Without saying it.
Oh, giving and receiving.
Okay, there you go. There.
Yeah. Sorry, was I being coy? You know why I'm being coy?
No, you never actually said what you were growing with. You just said growth.
I just heard that we were talking about rimming, so I just went with that.
You did.
So.
How have you been a receiver of oral sex and not had your asshole licked?
I have.
Okay. You just don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. See, this is a show in and of itself. It's not that I don't like it. I don't know what I am. I really don't. I can't say I'm conflicted. I get nervous. Mm-hmm. I get squirmy. And I don't really know why, really. I just do. So I don't know what to do with that. Maybe you guys can tell me what my issues are.
Are you worried about, like, cleanliness stuff? Maybe?
I don't think so. Because when I'm playing, I feel really happy and good and sexy and clean and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah,
I just think, Ginger, you need to have, like, 2 or 3 hours of good analingus from someone whilst being distracted by, I don't know, a cock in your mouth.
That would be a good distraction.
Having the Hitachi magic wand used on you. I think that would be enough to associate all these good feelings and let you let go of your teensy little hang up.
I don't know if it's teensy. Maybe it is teensy. I don't know. I mean, it's funny. But all of those things would definitely be a distraction. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the one at a time, those distractions would be plenty, but you know, yeah. But I'm curious to hear other people. I'm not trying to deflect here, but I am curious to hear, to learn from other people's experiences. So let's hear it.
Well, I love both giving and receiving it. And a lot of my desire to give analingus is because I really enjoy receiving it. And it's very much I know how good this feels. Now I'm happy to do this for you. That's my thing.
So I use it kind of as a gateway drug.
How so?
Is it because you like putting toys in boys?
Yes.
Because I enjoy putting myself in boys. and I find that it's really easy to get guys open to the idea of anal stimulation by starting off kind of like softly kissing their back and maybe working your way down slowly, giving them cute little kisses at the top of their bottom, and then working your way down to like some light analingus. Like, it totally is like the key to unlock your boy's bottom.
Well, what about receiving?
Oh, receiving, yeah, totally all about it. Like, whatever. Like, I'm more than happy to receive. It's never like a main course for me. It's not like something that's like we're working up to analingus. I find that like it's just a part of things that happen sometimes. I never feel like it's a main course event.
No, well, I mean, it feels like something you're doing on the way to something else.
It does.
Or on the way from something else.
But it's a lovely sensation.
Oh, absolutely. That and just a little finger rubbing in a circle on the outside. That's very nice too.
Yeah. And pressure. I like pressure on the anus without any lube whatsoever. So there's no insertion, just a lot of pressure. It's really awesome.
I've never had anyone lick me there.
No? Have you asked?
What? Dylan?
I haven't asked either. It's not that I don't
God
want to.
God damn it, Dylan.
Nobody's ever offered. Nobody's ever shown any interest there. So it's in me when I've been with them. So it's a symptom of me running the show a lot. I usually am showing a lot of attention and doing a lot of those things. So
you're a total top.
Yeah. So when it gets to me receiving, it's usually the main stuff that gets attention, and then we're actually having intercourse or something. But it doesn't. I don't usually sit back and let someone work on me. It's not that I don't want it to happen. It just, most of the women I've been with aren't tops or doms or, wanting to take control. So I will have to look for that woman, and I will have to let her take control. And, and show me the world that I'm missing out on.
Well, you can also, I mean, you can, I mean, have you done that for someone else?
Yeah, I've given.
You've licked the old bottom.
I have licked the bottom quite a bit.
Well, there you go. It's
not a problem at all. I enjoy it. And I've touched around there and inserted a little bit. It's fun to do. Tonya doesn't like it that much. I've worked with her a bit and it just never really did anything for her. But other people, I'm definitely willing to give.
Yeah, Marilyn really likes butt play, so it becomes part of our repertoire frequently.
I want to go on record as saying I want to embrace it more.
I want to go on record as saying you've been masturbating. And I'm so distracted by that idea in our Skype chat window that I can barely focus at all. So I'm impressed you were able to come back and you know, return to the story.
I'm impressed too.
But I'm really happy to note that the oral sex show was so exciting that it drove Ginger to pull out a toy and masturbate here with us.
It's very discreet. You wouldn't even know.
No, you wouldn't.
You may very soon.
I thought I heard a little something in the background though.
I got a new toy today, so I had to get amidst some other things and some harnesses.
Girl,
and
you can't talk.
I can't. It's a lovely. I've never had a remote control toy before, and when we had to desire, I wanted to have a remote control toy so that I could have a vibe inserted and give Prof the remote, because we had some friends who were doing that in the past and I thought that would be a lot of fun. So I got one and it's lovely.
Well, why don't you lay back, relax, and continue. And
I'm continuing and right now.
Excellent. And when you feel the need to inject an orgasm into the proceedings, go right ahead.
I can't guarantee that's going to happen.
I'm just saying, if you feel the need, you should do that.
Oh, I'm sure that eventually that the need will be there, but
and
I don't.
While you do that, I want to talk to Ms. Shirby Katz about barriers and oral sex.
Yay!
Because she
is my favorite.
That is her favorite. So. Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
She is going to tell us all about how to have safer oral sex. And let's start with the analingus. Do you have a suggestion for that? Because that's one a lot of people are a little concerned about that, not just for STI transmission, but for the fact that you are licking the anus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Specifically, what I wanted to talk about at some length is blowjobs with barriers on male bodies. Mm-hmm. I don't have the technique as perfected on giving head to a girl.
Okay.
A girl body. But I do have tips, actually, for analingus, and I hadn't even thought of it. First tip would be to make sure that your playtime is shortly following a shower and maybe even a light douching. And then second tip would be to use dental dams just like you would on a pussy. It's totally possible.
Absolutely.
And works really well. And use copious amounts of lube on the other side of the dental dam and then you're all set.
And I've heard tell that in a pinch, saran wrap is also a viable alternative for analingus.
Yeah, just make sure you're not getting the porous kind. There are a few porous kinds of saran wrap.
Wait, there's porous saran wrap?
Yeah, it's.
I totally didn't know that.
There are porous saran wraps, and it has something to do with air release. It's usually so. It's supposed to be like one way, like air can get out but not back in or something, but those are riskier the flat saran wrap. So make sure you get a look for those.
I would suggest probably the generic saran wrap then.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell us about barriers when sucking cock. How about that?
One of the things that I have noticed through my playtime is that I'm perhaps a little more on, I encounter a lot of people who are open to the idea of having oral sex with barriers, but that don't do it in a normal practice in their non-monogamous lives. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I am open to it and I don't do it in normal practice.
Right. And then Dylan, you?
I have not actually ever used an oral barrier when giving oral or receiving. That's not that I'm not willing to try. It hasn't come up. It maybe started out as a lack of education. And
right.
I guess we haven't had regular partners. Oh, okay, here's the thing. Like, when meeting new people, I guess there's a little bit of... there's not pressure against using them, but it's not generally done, I guess. So it would be a little bit out of... it'd be a little bit strange for somebody to, for us to request it. At least I feel that way. I would be okay if somebody else requested it for us. But I feel a little weird requesting it from someone else. And then once we get to know a couple, I feel like the need for oral barriers, once we trust them more and once we know know everything that's going on and feel good about them, is a little bit less important. And so then we wouldn't at that point request oral barriers. So I guess one of these days I'll just have to find a new couple and then request one and request right. them and see what happens.
Have you guys ever, do you guys feel pretty good about it? Do you have biases for or against barriers? I'm just curious before I go into my tirade.
No, I think it's one of those things that it's about the comfort level you have. I would have no problem whatsoever if asked to wear a condom during oral or use a dental dam. That would be absolutely fine with me. And okay. I think it's important to have the knowledge that there even is an alternate version, a safer sex version of oral sex. Because, right. I mean, by and large, I would say the vast majority of our country has never considered using a condom for oral sex or even knows what a dental dam is. So yeah. I think it's very important the knowledge be out there.
I don't have my transmission rates in front of me. Usually I'd be able to cite a nifty source and say, you know, what the transmission rates for things like HPV and HSV would be through oral sex. But I don't have those in front of me. But, you know, it's still possible. And it's, you know, one of the most common ways that it's that HPV and HSV, which, you know, genital warts and herpes, are transferred are through oral sex because people are a little bit more lax with it, mm-hmm. you know. And being polyamorous, you know, I tend to have, I guess, I have a lot of guilt, period. Like, so
is that a poly thing, having guilt?
No. I was just going to say, but like being poly, like adds to it in some ways because like every person that I am partnered with, like I feel responsible for right. and I feel like I want to yeah. protect.
Yeah.
So my safer sex practices or, you know, lack thereof, like affect all of my super awesome partners. So I try to be as safe as possible. This means that when I have oral sex with new or untested partners, I use oral barriers. You know, there are situations that I can get into, different kind of relationship compromises that I have been in where I have considered getting rid of oral barriers because obviously, you know, without's fun, but, you know, it's not always ideal. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, if I were to be the person to transfer something, I would feel like an asshole.
Absolutely. Like,
such an right. asshole. So I don't want that sort of guilt. So me using barriers is really kind of like a personal, like, guilt remover thing. What I found is people think about oral sex and they're like, ew, why would I ever want to use a barrier? The whole idea is the taste. And the whole idea is, you know,
People, do you mean you're just taking what I said on a show a few episodes back and
no, repeating it to so me? Many people. So many people say those exact same things. They say it's not even worth it. Why bother? And like, I understand what they're saying, but I feel like what I want to do is I want to use that stigma and be like, you know what, motherfucker? I challenge you. I like you a lot and I want to give you a blowjob. And you think this might be silly, but I'm going to give you the best blowjob of your life using a barrier. And there's a total way to do it. And the first step is using the stigma against them and saying, hey, look what I can do.
Oh, I thought you were specifically challenging me.
No.
You know, because, I remember Gay Rick saying this.
Because I was very excited for a moment there, and then I realized you were talking metaphorically.
Does Rick say the same thing? I don't remember.
Yeah, Gay Rick said the same thing to us, I think, once. Mm-hmm. When we were on the show talking about STIs.
Yeah, you totally just use the stigma, turn it around and be like, look what I'm going to do. This is going to be fun. And that's the first step to making it a sexy thing rather than a, I got to do this because I'm scared your penis has a disease on it. Like, it's more like, hey, look, we're in this really sexy headspace of being competitive and anticipatory. And that's totally fun. And then, like, the next couple of steps is about getting the proper tools to give a really awesome blowjob. So the first thing you need is a condom. Mm-hmm. And you need a specific type of condom to be able to give an excellent blowjob with a barrier. Now, do you guys ever see those condoms out there in the box that, like, the picture looks really silly? It's super tight at the base, and then it's basically a big baggy balloon that goes over your cock?
Mm-hmm.
That is the condom you want. The one with the ginormous reservoir tip.
The Magnum Ecstasies are excellent for that.
Yeah. So that's specifically what you want. The wiggle room is important, and I'll explain why in a second. The second thing you need is the really fat gel lubes that are really thick. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
You have slippery, kind of thin lubes. It's but like you anal lubes. Really... Anal lubes? Yeah, oh. Precisely. You want a thick lube. And you want it to be kind of warm by the time you start to use it. So if you take that thicker lube and put a generous amount of it inside the large reservoir condom, and then make sure it's warm before you put it on this poor man's cock... Roll it down, and now you have the perfect environment for giving a good blowjob with barriers. Because part of the problem with giving a blowjob with a condom on is you lose a lot of the friction because your tongue is moving against plastic, which is not moving against the cock. Mm-hmm. But when you get the baggy condom with a nice fat gel in there, you're fixing a lot of that problem. You want the direct, on the skin sensation. And because it's not coming from your mouth, it has to come from the condom. So, you know, when you're sucking this person's dick, you want to manipulate the condom with your mouth so it's rubbing against his dick. Your mouth isn't rubbing against the condom. You're using your mouth to move the condom against his dick.
So it's almost like you have a condom on your tongue instead of the condom being on the cock for... The purposes of motion.
Yeah, precisely. You're moving. It's like you're moving it like a toy up and down. You're just using your mouth instead of a hand. And it takes away all of the problems of super tight condom, like no friction issues, because it's warm, it's wet, it's coming from your mouth. It's awesome. It's really, really great. And I find that this patented technique, the Shabby Cats technique, I came up with it all by myself with lots of practice, with Gavin Katz being my test dummy, it works really super well. And, you know, I have to add that obviously HPV and HSV are transmitted from skin to skin contact, just not just fluids.
Mm-hmm.
So you're reducing your risk of transmission, but not completely eliminating it.
Right.
But yes, this is the way. Ladies and gentlemen, go out there, grab your favorite cock, grab those two tools, fat gel and, baggy condoms, and fucking go to town and move the condom against the dick. And then you'll have a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds excellent. You made it sound very sexy, Shira.
Without saying that the condom that you use should not have external lubricant?
It can. I mean, you're just going to have to deal with whatever it is that you like to taste. Like, I don't care, personally. Whatever. I'll get over it eventually. I'm sucking cock. I'm not going to let a little bit of lube turn me off.
And if that kind of lube is a problem, you could always go with a flavored lube for the outside, too.
Sliquids flavored lubes are yummy.
Ooh, fun. So, Ginger, how you feeling?
Yes. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's about all I can manage.
And so that is my personal technique for giving a good blow job to a male with barriers. Mm-hmm. I haven't had enough practice and enough time with ladies to put together a really good technique. So if any ladies out there,
yeah, let's ask for listener suggestions on this one.
Listener suggestions or volunteers if you want to be my guinea pig. I'm just saying.
There you go. But if you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail and tell us about that and your technique, how you why using barriers is important to you, or if you'd like to tell us about how you tried the patented Cherubi Cats method and it worked oh so well for you, please do give us a call and let us know. Then I'm going to wrap it up because we're long.
Hot, wrap it up.
Because we're long.
Because we're long.
Sorry.
That was both very good, gosh. Right there.
That was funny.
So, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/theswingset. You can follow us all on Twitter at swingsetlife, at Ginger and the Prof, at Shira B. Katz, at Dylan_swingset. You can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, ask us a question, send us a text, 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. Ginger, in two words, how was the orgasm?
No orgasm yet.
No orgasm yet.
Worse. No.
Okay.
I'm edging myself.
Oh, well. So we need to get going so Ginger can focus on her pussy. As we'd all like to be. So thank you all for joining me for a wonderful discussion on hot, sexy, fucking oral sex. And thank you, listeners, for swinging by. When it comes to online dating, you at home have a lot of options available to you. But we here at Life on the Swing Set recommend Cassidy.com. We've tried many websites in the past, and while most are adequate and some are even pretty good, the one that we keep coming back to is Cassidy.com. And there are a few reasons for that. First of all, and most important to me, is ease of use. You want to put a picture on your page? You know how to do it. It's intuitive. It's built in. It's Facebook for non-monogamy. Cassidy also has one of the most aggressive campaigns out there to get the most people all around the world onto the site. Right now, potential playmates are scattered throughout regional websites. Wouldn't it be awesome if they were all in one place so you could search one site and find absolutely everyone you were interested in playing with? Well, that's where the campaign for Cassidy comes in. Cassidy need not be your only site, but we recommend you give it a try. And if you sign up using the link on our page, you support Life on the Swing Set, so we can continue bringing you what's been called the best non-monogamy podcast out there. And if that's not incentive enough, if you join Cassidy, you get to see my wife's tits. How can you argue with that? Cassidy.com.
So what about blowing strap-ons?
Well, I would love for you to bring that up.
Hell yeah.
And
okay, I'm not sure how to bring that up exactly.
Well, I can bring it up by referencing the time I blew your strap on.
That's so funny.
Would you like that?
I'm speechless right now.
Well, I guess I'm more asking, would you prefer I not?
I'm not sure. It's up to you.
Well, I don't have a problem with it.
All I gotta say is, and I'll say this on podcast, but I think it would be worth discussing. I would like to hear about Cooper sucking your cock. But I'm just saying,
I'll bring it up and we can use it as a jumping off point, because there really is not a lot of story with it.
If a girl came up to me with a strap on, though, I would blow the fuck out of that strap on.
Blow the fuck out of it. This, you know, is post show outtake material.
I can barely. Oh my gosh. I'm like, my brain is addled right now. So I just focus.
When you come to San Francisco, bring your strap on and I will blow.
I got
blow
three new harnesses blow today.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's incredible.
I will find a way to play with you while you're giving me your strap on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're listening to a Swing Set podcast. Hear more at lifeontheswingset.com.